In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today's gospel provides us with another example of the Lord conveying spiritual truth to people in ways that they can understand it. St. John Chrysostom wrote, "The Lord spoke in parables to make his preaching more expressive, the better to leave a deep impression in the memory and the mind's eye." And the Archbishop of Verkhny Toshev, the abbot of Holy Trinity Monastery in Jordanville, New York, writes, "The parables of the Lord are symbolic stories, images, and examples which use situations and objects from everyday life of the people and the nature surrounding them," quote unquote. So in the parable of the sower, the people could easily relate to the different types of soil and the likelihood of seed sown in each type of soil bearing fruit. As we have seen and have been taught, the seed is the word of God, and the sower is Christ. The word of God comes to us, is implanted in our heart, and if it gives forth fruit, enables us to see and to hear from God. It enables us to discern and to experience the kingdom of God, even though we are here on this earth, this fallen earth. The word is powerful. That seed that's planted, when it's planted in good soil, will bring forth good fruit. And that fruit will speak of God. It will speak of the kingdom of God. It will speak of eternal life. And the virtues that come from the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, long-suffering, all of these things, those are not just sentiments. That's power. It's life. Life from God himself. And that is what he is trying to impart to you and to me. And the receptor, is that the right word? The receptacle, maybe, of the word is the heart. It's the heart, as we've talked about before. It's the center of your being. It is that faculty that God has put in each one of us that enables us to commune with him, to discern spiritual things, to ascend to the kingdom of heaven, even though we are not there fully yet. The ground, as we've said, is the hearts of those who hear the word of God. The different types of soil represent both the likelihood of bearing fruit and the inherent nature of the soil that prevents each one from bearing good fruit. The good soil is the only one that will bear good fruit. When the disciples asked the Lord why he spoke in parables, he said, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given," quote unquote. The Lord had given these future apostles a glimpse of the kingdom of God. He had put into their minds and hearts, in a measure, not fully, not until Pentecost, but they knew more and saw more and understood more than the multitudes to which Jesus preached in this incident. And by the way, there were so many of them that he had to get out in a boat and preach because they were all over the land. The Lord had given these future apostles a special illumination of grace that would later become complete at Pentecost. But this special illumination gave them a more direct understanding of the spiritual truths that Jesus was trying to communicate than those who were held captive in their sinful passions and false expectations regarding the coming Messiah and his kingdom. And you will recall that the Jews thought that the kingdom that the Messiah would usher in would not, they didn't have any idea it would be a heavenly kingdom. They wanted it to be an earthly kingdom. You know, hip hip hooray, we live forever, enjoy, eat, drink, and be merry type kingdom. That was not what God ever intended. They misunderstood. We must note here that God did not love his disciples more than those to whom he taught using parables. He loves us all the same. There's all kinds of variations in here of people as where we are in relation to him. He doesn't love you more if you, do right. Even if we are in sin, he never stops loving us. One of the things I've seen in my priesthood over the last almost 30 years, sometimes when people are lost in sin, they, in a sense of shame, think they can't come back to the Lord. God forbid. All of us are sinners. Remember? That's what the cross was all about. And all of us are working our salvation out in fear and trembling. So we need to always be willing and ready to return to the Father, to return to the Son, to return to the Holy Spirit. And what we will find there is love. Love that is perfect. Love that never disappoints. The main point of this parable is that the condition of one's heart determines the degree to which that person can and will respond to the Word of God. So that is where our focus needs to be. Our heart. Quoting again from Archbishop Averke, he gives a wonderful explanation of this when he writes as follows. If one were to show such morally rotten and spiritually ignorant people the truth as it is, without disguising it behind veils and images, then even though they have ears, they would not hear it. Only by covering up the truth, so to speak, by using images and objects recognizable to everyone, could the truth become accessible to understanding. Without being forced, and this is a very important part of this little quote here, without being forced, the thought of such people then naturally moved up from the visible image to the invisible reality, from eternal sign to the inner spiritual meaning, quote unquote, Archbishop Averke. Today we commemorate the fathers of the Seventh Ecumenical Council, that great council that put to rest the heresy or condemned the heresy. The final victory wasn't until 843, but in 787 we have this last ecumenical council. This heresy of iconoclasm was confronted and condemned. And this council, the fathers of this council, affirmed the essential place that sacred imagery has in the spiritual life of the church. While icons are not parables, they do share that element of God meeting us where we are, of his conveying the reality of his presence along with the saints and the angels. For one who has a soft heart and a love for God and his fellow man, such an encounter brings us the peace of God and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. My sister-in-law for many years worked in a soils lab up in the Delta. And what soil labs do is farmers send samples of their soil to these labs to analyze their soil, to see what's in it. Because if it's not composed in the right way, then the soil is not going to yield the fruit that the farmers need for it to yield. And for many years, my sister-in-law worked in a lab like that. Farmers have to have good soil. Their livelihood depends on it. We have to have good soil, too, if we want eternal life. My dear friends in Christ, in similar fashion, let us examine our hearts. Let us see what is there. Let us be willing to go inside ourselves, to look and see, is there something that needs to change? Repentance, always remember, is the first word of the gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So let us examine our hearts. If we find rocky soil, let us let us get rid of it. If we find weeds, maybe sinful pleasures, attachments to the things of this world, let us turn away from those things. Let us remember that God is always present there to help us in this, to help us to prepare a place for Him in the very center of our being, our heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I'm not sure what's better than this.